This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys, every single Friday here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Cowboys, Lions, Sunday, right here on DFW Sports Station. We're giving away tickets to this thing and merchandise courtesy of Miller Lite. You can join the KNC Masterpiece from 10 to 2 at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, right off the 35 Frontage Road. Let's bring in Coach right here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you for joining us, as always. What a tough, gritty road win. How happy were you with your team coming off last week in the elements without a couple of big-time players? What does that say about your football team, Coach, heading into another gritty one against Detroit?
I felt they had a good week. When you have injuries in youth and you just have some moving parts, and then to go up there and with the delay and so forth, I just very impressed with the whole football operation there. And I thought the players just did a great job staying after it. We knew we were going to have to grind it out to get that win, and I thought they did an excellent job with that.
Coach, without giving away too much, obviously, what are the major changes, if any, that Mike Zimmer has done with this defense with the way that they've recovered over the past few weeks?
I think the biggest thing is you're seeing it come together. I mean, when you look at our football team, it changes every year, the dynamics of your roster and so forth. And in any time you're dealing with newness, there's a level of transition that you have to go through. And I just think you're seeing the defense is getting connected more and more each week. And then with the challenge of the injuries, there's just more work to do. But I just think you're seeing the confidence and the connection is improving, and our guys are doing a good job staying after it.
Coach, I want to ask you just a general football question based upon the fourth down game winner against the Steelers. When teams call timeouts back and forth on each other to get a look, right? Like Pittsburgh wants to see how you're lined up for your play. How often does that change what you do? Or you want to see how they're lined up? What's the give and take there with the information on those situations, and how much it completely alters things when teams are calling those timeouts to get a look?
I mean, the reality of it, it gives you the opportunity to change your call. We call it a Kodak moment. So if we're on defense and we wait till the offensive lines just to see what the formation they're thinking, and also there's a gamesmanship to it where you're trying to get him to maybe go to his next call. And then offensively, you have a call and then it gets down to, maybe they run the person, they may change the personnel late. So you may not have the particular matchup or the pre-snap look's not really what you want. So then you'd call the timeout on offense. So it's, it's really a Kodak moment, just you know, you're trying to win the, you're getting information out of the pre-snap process.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 through the Fan. It's hard to keep a team together in this league. Detroit is, as personnel-wise, as close to being the same team as they were last year. How much different do they look on tape? Do they look like they're as good, as same kind of magic, or they look different on tape?
I think so far this year, though, I mean, they're playing at a high level of efficiency. The numbers point to that, but so does the video. And that's what you're really always striving for, just to get that connection, that continuity. And you can see it in their pace of play, you know, through the pre-snap. Substitutions clearly in what they're trying to do. Also, you can see that the volume of their scheme is high. So, you know, that comes, you know, as a coaching staff, when you feel like, you know, you do have the connective components in place, that you can do more with your players and, you know, and also keep the same level of efficiency. So, you know, so far it looks like they have that.
Last year was a much lower scoring game than I think a lot of us thought it was going to be, the way those two offenses were rolling. But so I think it surprised a lot of people. Do you see another low scoring type game, or do you think this thing opens up a little bit more?
Well, I think that's why you play the game. You know, I think the capability of being high scoring is definitely there. If you look at the, you know, the offensive makeups, but also you got to look at the way the defenses are playing and what's going on there too. And, you know, and I think that, you know, the special teams, I know it's an indoor, so I don't think the return game will be, you know, there won't be a lot of reps there. But, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, the special teams doesn't factor either in the field position. But, yeah, I think there's potentially there's any time two offenses that come together and you're playing indoors, it definitely has that opportunity.
Mike McCarthy every Friday with us here on 105.3 The Fan. And speaking of scoring, Coach, we're going to be rats here, or we're going to rat out some of the guests we've had on this week. Oh, yeah. At least three different Lions people have told us that they expect Dan Campbell to, like, throw back to an offensive lineman or do some type of trickery to avenge last year. So you can dismiss it, you can flush it, Coach, but if it happens, we would like credit in the post game by name specifically.
Well, I really appreciate you guys stepping up your game in preparation, because Lord knows you guys needed to. So
is that our trick plays? Is that something? I mean, obviously you're prepared for them throughout the season, but like, is that something that you look at each team individually? Like, hey, you got to be more on your toes with this game, or you're just always prepped?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody has a history, you know, and now that Ben's been calling it, you know, which is his third year, so you know he's starting to. You know, there's definitely a book being built, you know, on him. And but, you know, I think the biggest thing is, too, you look at the history of each coordinator, you know, especially Dan, you know, as a head coach. You know, and I think the toughest one and really the one they, you know, attempted last year is a tough one. When you have multiple linemen come into the game, that's, you know, that's a different level of, you know, awareness that you have to have. So, you know, they definitely do stress you there in the area of deceptives.
Coach, there is a lot of hype over their coordinator, Ben Johnson, with head coach possibilities last offseason. What do you see in a Ben Johnson offense that makes it unique or really hard to defend?
I think, number one, you know, he has the offensive line and the perimeter pieces, and he's got an excellent quarterback to run the whole book. I think the biggest thing is, as a coordinator, we all have menus, but when you can live – you know, in a full speed, wide open approach, week in and week out, that's where you want to be, and he definitely has that. But he has a really good, you know, combination of a diverse run game and a diverse passing game. So there's always a, you know, flair deceptive to it, but does a really good job with the formation utilization, you know, the shifts and motions, and you know he does a nice job attacking your force elements in the run game, you know, and in particularly the C gap area. So. Yeah, it's a well-coordinated offense.
Coach, you know, you're going up against Jared Goff this week, and he was somebody who felt like a couple of years ago some people were kind of writing off as like, all right, you know what, he's not going to be the quarterback we thought he would be. But then he's had a lot of success in Detroit. And we've seen, you know, Geno Smith last night in Seattle, a guy who's had a lot of success after kind of being written off, or Baker Mayfield, just other guys across the league. As a general philosophy question within the league right now, do you think that the NFL's learning a little bit, like, hey, we can't write the quarterback position off so quickly? Like, some of these guys do need to take more time to develop.
Absolutely. No, I think the answer is in your question. I mean, it's clearly been going on, I know, in my whole time. I mean, there's a lot of high draft picks in the early days if there was a little more patience and, you know, were given a second, third chance, that they would have had great careers. And I think that, you know, where you go as a quarterback is important. And quarterbacks only get better in this league, but, you know, because of, you know, the reps. I think that the 1,300 pass attempts for a quarterback coming out of college is a pretty good indicator of the level of experience that you're dealing with once you get a young man coming out of college. And I think it same thing goes to pro football. You just need to get attempts. And, you know, for these second and third string quarterbacks, I mean, that's why I wish they'd have mandatory fourth quarterback in every organization. It'd only make our game better, but they need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Trips to the plate. They need to be part of the quarterback school. They need that off-season program. They need the training camp reps, you know, the post-practice reps and all those, because there's so much value in that. These quarterbacks are only going to get better the more time that they can spend in an offense, in the classroom, you know, with the defensive challenges, understanding the trends, everything that goes on in the National Football League. Protection is a huge part of being successful as a quarterback, you know, having the proper tools and adjustments to win at the line of scrimmage and utilize that opportunity to, you know, take advantage of a one-on-one and so forth. I mean, that's not something you can just do in one offseason or a couple offseasons. So, yeah, definitely. I think quarterbacks just need to stay alive and because they're only going to get better.
Was that part of the thought process for you guys, I guess, too, with when you brought Trey Lance in, is, hey, like, let's take a guy who obviously had a great skill set. Let's invest in helping him come along more at a pace that allows those talents to flourish.
No, absolutely. I mean, because Trey has everything you're looking for. And on top of it, he's a, you know, high-quality young man. I mean, this guy's got tremendous work ethic. He's got you know, excellent, you know, skill set. He's got the physical traits. But he's an example of what I'm talking about. He needs reps. And, you know, and he's in an excellent quarterback room with Dak and Cooper and, you know, the young coaches we have in there. So, I mean, it's a great example. And, you know, he's going to start in this league someday. I truly believe that. But, you know, he needs to just keep working towards that.
Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. That was the best y'all had run the ball, looks like that, at any point this year. Was the O-line just better in this game, or was Rico seeing things a little bit differently and hitting the right holes?
Well, I think it's all just a combination of things. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, the third down percentage is part of that equation, too. You know, we were getting more trips to the plate and attempts and so forth. I mean, it's hard to be effective running the ball when you only run it, you know, 12, 15 times a game. So the ability to get up, you know, over the 30 attempt threshold is important. When you're running the ball 30 plus times in a game, I don't know if I've ever not been happy with the outcome. So, because, you know, the run game's tied to the protection and in the action pass game, all those things are tied together.
Coach, Tyler Smith having to step in and play left tackle last week when Tyler Guyton had gone down, looked to do an admirable job of it. Was that just a completely fresh experience for him in terms of something he hadn't done since the last time he played left tackle? Or do you guys practice those reps occasionally with him, like, hey, in an emergency situation, you may need to slide over there?
Well, I think the job he did was, you know, was outstanding for him to jump out there and play that, you know, because that's obviously a premier position to play, and to do it with, you know, not a whole lot of work is super impressive. But, you know, he's a true pro. I mean, he's on top of it, you know, just from a preparation standpoint. But, you know, we don't give him too many reps out there because obviously Tyler Guyton is, you know, he's a young player. He needs every rep he can get. So all of our young players do. But for him to go out there and, you know, as far as the physical reps that he's had, was definitely impressive.
Coach, Clarence Hill yesterday reported that Zeke was dumbfounded by his lack of opportunities, at least as a red zone back. How frustrated is Zeke, and what can you say about his lack of usage or just usage rate so far this year?
Well, just, you know, sitting down with Zeke and Rico and, you know, just making sure that communication was clear a few weeks back. I mean, we're going to roll these guys through, you know, production will be, you know, part of the evaluation. But, you know, there's definitely a conversation about Zeke and short yards and goal line. I think that's clearly a strength of his, but I feel that the communication has been clear to how we're utilizing all of our players.
Coach, Eric Kendricks hasn't practiced the first 2 days of this week. He's obviously been a big piece for you guys on the football field. How is he trending? And if he can't go, what are kind of your contingency plans for the green dot and the communication?
Well, I mean, we got guys, obviously Damone and Nick, you know, they primarily work as the, you know, the next guys up in the green dot. You know, Maris has been working in there too. So, I mean, you always have to have multiple. Malik Hooker has done it for us in the past too. So Malik works the green dot. So you're always working multiple green dots through your process. So, you know, that's really part of our normal, you know, weekly, you know, preparation.
Coach, just general football question again. Is it with the green dot communication, the relaying of the play that's more of a challenge, or adjusting things after you're lined up for that defensive player communicating?
Oh, the adjustment, yeah. I mean, the communication is pretty clear because, you know, also there's other means of communicating that you can get done, you know, by position, you know, with the coaches. So there is a means and method to you know, facilitate that. But it's really, you know, getting the front set and the adjustment part of it is the most critical part of it. I mean, he's pretty much the quarterback out there for defense.
So I know, like, the quarterback's helmet shuts off with, like, you know, X amount of time on the play clock. Is it the same for the defensive player that's got the green dot? And like, are you there the entire time with obviously with Dak in his head?
You know, that's a great question. I've never used the green dot on the defensive side, but obviously the offensive one goes off at 15 seconds. I would think that they are both the same.
Coach, Jalen Tolbert stepped up in a big way for you guys. You know, how happy have you been with his development and the way he's been able to take advantage of some of these opportunities?
Oh, very happy with Jalen. He's, you know, he just, you know, he's the guy that runs the furthest every day in practice, you know, as far as, you know, workload capacity and things like that. So just to see a young man put so much into it, you know, year round, you know, it's everything that he achieves, he's definitely earned. So just very happy for seeing him getting more opportunities and most importantly, what he's doing with them. So I thought he played really well against Pittsburgh, did some really good things, which was probably in line to be a game ball winner. But it's good to see him have success.
Well, speaking of game ball, then, I guess, can we assume his testicles are okay?
Yeah, he practiced. He's been a full participant in practice, so he's fine.
Coach, last one. With the possibility of Deron Bland returning, I was wondering if you remembered my Deron Bland scouting report in training camp when we sat down, how impressed you were with my observations of him as a player. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was it was a premier moment in our relationship.
Peyton, let's see if you remember how astonished Coach was.
It looks like Bland has had a hell of a start.
Why'd you go out on a limb here?
Yep. That was it. We'll leave it at that, Coach. Thank you so much.
Premier.
Thank you, Coach. Great stuff as always. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.